When the building officially closed at 4 o'clock yesterday, hundreds remained inside. Many said they'd be arrested rather than be forced to leave. Organizer Erica Wolf of Madison was among them. She said the fact that it didn't come to that was a victory.
People here are willing to risk arrest, but nobody is looking to get arrested. And so the police want the same thing. They don't want to get arrested. They don't want to arrest anybody. They don't want to drag anybody out. But they also understand that people are serious and about exercising their constitutional right.
Protester Gwen Kelly of Madison said she was so psychologically ready to be arrested that there was a little bit of a letdown when it didn't happen.
But yes, I mean, obviously not having an arrest record is generally in the long run probably a good thing.
Kelly said getting to stay in the building was important because it kept protesters where government takes place and where a vote could happen on a plan to strip public employee unions of bargaining rights.
I think a small victory. Maybe we've won the battle, but we haven't won the war.
Capitol Police Chief Charles Tubbs said officers would continue to focus on avoiding arrests as long as protesters followed the law and continued to cooperate. Last night, that meant moving out of the way while Capitol employees cleaned the building's marble floors. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.